just devastating. The key spot on the Trump golf course trail, with the direct line of sight to assassinate the president, on a course he plays regularly. The one the Secret Service whistleblower says is always covered when he plays was not covered. And lying acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, says, well, you know, it was an impromptu decision to play. And, you know, when we have impromptu decisions, we don't do the security for the perimeter. Again, as I explained last week, and they had multiple Secret Service agents on, including those who had protected Trump. No, that's not how it works. An impromptu decision is, hey, there's this restaurant. Trump just got this wild idea to go in and say hi to people. We've never been here before. We'll never be here again. We're on the road in Pennsylvania. That's an impromptu decision. Playing at Trump's golf course is not an impromptu decision. It happens all the time. And when before you secured the spot, that was the spot, the best shot, and you haven't? It was only the beginning of the questions, and very few people are asking the right questions right now. Jesse Waters, thank God, is one of them. This was mind-blowing last night, and it's just the tip of the iceberg.
The FBI says this witness took a picture of the first page of the letter and sent it to the FBI 3 days after Ruth
was assassinated. And actually, I should have set that up a little bit better. This bounty that the FBI and the DOJ have now published on Trump, again, this is the same FBI that spent a year and a half trying to keep you in court from reading Audrey Hale, the transgender shooter's manifesto, because it'd make Democrats look bad. Could have put it out with the assassination offer blacked out, right? Hey, we'll pay $150,000 if you kill Trump. But they didn't. Okay.
The FBI says this witness took a picture of the first page of the letter and sent it to the FBI 3 days after Ruth was assassinated. And the FBI is using this picture from a mysterious witness of a letter that we don't even know if they have custody of in a federal court filing. So in this purported letter, the FBI says Ruth was motivated to kill Trump because he believed the former president was unfit and destructive to America's moral fabric. Does that sound familiar?
The American people must decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office.
I've been saying for now well over a year, he is not fit to serve.
Donald Trump is not fit to do the job of president, be the commander in chief.
And he literally is putting to the test this invisible moral fabric.
It's weird, okay? Because they would not release the manifesto of Audrey Hale. Why? It embarrassed the Democrats. It too perfectly echoed their talking points. So the FBI, again, spent a year and a half in court hiding it. Not this one, though. Boy, they wanted this out there.
Ruth's letter purportedly says that he failed to assassinate Donald Trump and that he was offering $150,000 to anyone who could finish the job. So the Biden administration just released the assassin's manifesto that put a $150,000 bounty on Trump's head and called him unfit to serve. The same language Biden's used. The FBI wouldn't release the Nashville trans school shooter's manifesto because they said at the time they didn't want to inspire more violence. But they published this guy's manifesto? And why'd they only cherry pick the first page? What else is in these letters? Law enforcement tells us publishing Ruth's letter is basically giving the public a blueprint for the next assassination. And who the hell is this mysterious witness? Is he in custody? He sounds like a co-conspirator. And what kind of witness, you know, you get a box from someone and you don't open it? Was he following instructions? And then he didn't give it to the feds until 3 days after the assassination attempt. And why is Ruth writing letters assuming he didn't finish the job? And does the FBI even have custody of this letter? Or did they just take a screen grab from a mysterious witness and submit it to the court?
It's all very weird. It's all very weird. You look at the fact that, according to the New York Times, Ruth was penniless, homeless, had $68 to his name in his bank account, and living in his car. midway through 2023 when he was here. But he was also traveling. Do you know how much travel costs? Oh my God, it's crazy. I took my daughter to Utah for 10 days. I'm thinking, you know, domestic, we're not going overseas, we're not going to the Caribbean. Oh my gosh, the bill. Won't do that for a while. It's shocking. Do you know what it costs to travel to Turkey, to Afghanistan, to do recruitment, to travel to Ukraine? So you can hang out with the other neo-Nazis and Azov rallies like he was doing? That's a Nazi group, by the way. I would tell you, that would have been, what, easily $100,000 worth of travel stuff he was doing, where he was staying, all of that. Where'd the money come from? Now do you see why Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, is on TV every day, every other day, whatever, saying, look, they won't let us anywhere near him. They won't let us talk to him. They won't let us. They're getting in the way of our investigation. Of course they are. Of course, they don't want Florida asking these questions. But this is former FBI special agent James Fitzgerald, who was also, during his long FBI career, an FBI profiler. He actually said, you never used to hear things like this, like I'm about to play for you on Fox News. Yeah, you'd maybe hear it somewhere else, I don't know, but not Fox News. He said this. On Fox News, this is now mainstream thought, okay, in among ex-FBI officials.
And I'm worried, too, that we're going to have, you know, a Lee Harvey Oswald situation or an Epstein situation where all of a sudden this guy just winds up, you know, being suicided somehow. I think he has a lot of information. I like to follow the money, a lot of tangential connections, which could tell us a whole lot about this guy, who he met with over the years, which may open a lot of doors for us. Believe me, I hope he stays in jail the rest of his life, but I hope he stays alive to talk about this stuff.
That guy is a retired FBI agent and FBI profiler. And that was Fox News. Very much the moderate ring of the Republican Party. It's why I like to play them so much. Is what is moderate mainstream keeps changing, getting more and more radical. You mind if I play that again? That is, that's like just wow. He just dropped that this morning. Like it's a normal thing. Well, yeah, you know, he knows a lot about who funded him. By the way, James Fitzgerald, before he said that, said this guy didn't act alone. He had help. He said there's no way he did this alone. He had help. And then he says he hopes they don't kill him in prison.
And I'm worried, too, that we're going to have, you know, a Lee Harvey Oswald situation or an Epstein situation where all of a sudden this guy just winds up, you know, being suicided somehow. I think he has a lot of information. I like to follow the money, a lot of tangential connections, which could tell us a whole lot about this guy, who he met with over the years, which may open a lot of doors for us. Believe me, I hope he stays in jail the rest of his life, but I hope he stays alive to talk about this stuff.
Might he have met with again? What did Matt Gaetz tell us last week to Congressman about the Department of Homeland Security whistleblower who'd stopped by his office? Who might Ruth have met with before the assassination again?
I think the public should know that the Secret Service was aware of five assassination teams at the time they were taking protective assets away from President Trump and redeploying them to other people with less of a risk profile around them.
That is just unbelievable.